اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا دليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Another Thursday night in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we're able to benefit these great blessings. I hope on the day of judgment we don't look back and regret not having benefited from these nights and days. It's the month of Ramadan. شهر الله ضيافة الله. Allah has called us for this ceremony as His guests in this month. Ya Allah, You help us. You help us benefit from this month, from the hours, from the nights and days of this month. Ya Allah, what can we do if You don't help us? We're here to ask You for Your help, for Your assistance, for Your blessing. Ya Allah, it's Thursday night, a special night of ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn. Before we begin the dua, let's have a short tawassul to the Imam. Sallallahu alaik, ya Aba Abdullah. صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا يا أبا عبد الله Will you call us to come visit you? How much longer before we're able to come visit you again? In your beautiful shrine amongst the visitors, bumping elbows with angels in your shrine. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. I wish I was there in Karbala when you looked to the right and to the left and saw no one, neither Abbas nor Ali and Al-Akbar nor Qasim nor none of the companions. You said, Hal min nasirin yansuruni, Hal min dhabbin yadubbu an haram Rasulillah. I wish I was there to answer your call. Ruhi fidak, ya Mawlai. If I wasn't there to answer your call, ya Aba Abdullah, prepare me, help me be there for your son, the Mahdi, to answer his call. I'm sure he will have many supporters, many helpers when he arrives. But I wish to be one of them, inshallah. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. عجل فرجهم وأهلك أعداءهم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعداءهم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك يا الله تعاليت يا رحمن، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رحيم، تعاليت يا كريم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ملك، تعاليت يا مالك، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قدوس، تعاليت يا سلام، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مؤمن، تعاليت يا مهيمن، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عزيز، تعاليت يا جبار، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا متكبر، تعاليت يا متجبر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا خالق، تعاليت يا بارئ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مصور تعاليت يا مقدر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا هادي تعاليت يا باقي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا وهاب تعاليت يا تواب أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فتاح تعاليت يا مرتاح أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سيدي تعاليت يا مولاي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قريب تعاليت يا رقيب أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مبدع تعاليت يا معيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حميد تعاليت يا مجيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قديم تعاليت يا عظيم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا غفور تعاليت يا شكور أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا شاهد تعاليت يا شهيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حنان تعاليت يا منان أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا باعث تعاليت يا وارث أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا محيي تعاليت يا مميت أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا شفيق تعاليت يا رفيق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا أنيس تعاليت يا مونس أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا جليل تعاليت يا جميل أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا خبير تعاليت يا بصير أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حفي تعاليت يا ملي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا معبود تعاليت يا موجود أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا غفار تعاليت يا قهار أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مذكور تعاليت يا مشكور أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا جواد تعاليت يا معاذ أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا جمال تعاليت يا جلال أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سابق تعاليت يا رازق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا صادق تعاليت يا فالق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سميع تعاليت يا سريع أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رفيع تعاليت يا بديع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا فعال تعاليت يا متعال، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قاضي تعاليت يا راضي، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قاهر تعاليت يا طاهر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عالم تعاليت يا حاكم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا دائم تعاليت يا قائم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عاصم تعاليت يا قاسم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا غني تعاليت يا مغني، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا وفي تعاليت يا قوي، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا كافي تعاليت يا شافي، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مقدم تعاليت يا مؤخر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا أول تعاليت يا آخر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ظاهر تعاليت يا باطن، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رجاء تعاليت يا مرتجى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ذا المن تعاليت يا ذا الطول، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حي تعاليت يا قيوم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا واحد تعاليت يا أحد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا سيد تعاليت يا صمد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قدير تعاليت يا كبير، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا والي تعاليت يا علي، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا علي تعاليت يا أعلى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ولي تعاليت يا مولى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ضارئ تعاليت يا بارئ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا خافض تعاليت يا رافع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مقسط تعاليت يا جامع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا معز تعاليت يا مذل، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حافظ تعاليت يا حفيظ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قادر تعاليت يا مقتدر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عليم تعاليت يا حليم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حكيم تعاليت، سبحانك يا حكام تعاليت يا حكيم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا معطي تعاليت يا مانع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ضار تعاليت يا نافع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مجيب تعاليت يا حسيب، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عادل تعاليت يا فاصل، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا لطيف تعاليت يا شريف، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رب تعاليت يا حق، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ماجد تعاليت يا واجد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عفو تعاليت يا منتقم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا واسع تعاليت يا موسع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رؤوف تعاليت يا عطوف، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا فرد تعاليت يا وتر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مقيت تعاليت يا محيط، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا وكيل تعاليت يا عدل، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مبين تعاليت يا متين، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا بر تعاليت يا ودود، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رشيد تعاليت يا مرشد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا نور تعاليت يا منور، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا نصير تعاليت يا ناصر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا صبور تعاليت يا صابر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا محصي تعاليت يا منشئ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا سبحان تعاليت يا ديان، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مغيث تعاليت يا غياث، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا فاطر تعاليت يا حاضر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ذا العز والجمال، تباركت يا ذا الجبروت والجلال، سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening of the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه. We're almost midway, or according to followers of some maraja, tonight is the night of the 15th, and so it's pretty much midway, and it went by very fast. I don't know how you have been experiencing this month of Ramadan, although we haven't had the luxury and the blessing of the congregations that we usually have, and the get-togethers, and the blessing of seeing the believers together. But it has been going pretty fast. And as we know, before we know it, the end of the month of Ramadan has come, and hopefully by that time we ask Allah that we are able to at least get together, if not before then, if not for the nights of Qadr, at least for the Eid Salat and the celebrations of Eid, inshallah. Tonight being the a special night of mercy and blessings and rahmah of Allah, Thursday night in the month of Ramadan, and for some of us, tonight is the night of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba, if that account is correct. In other words, if the view that the month of Ramadan started early and tomorrow is the 15th, if that is accurate, then tomorrow tonight is the start of the blessing of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba. Inshallah, we'll have the celebration program tomorrow night, but all of this gathering together in one night, this makes it a special night of blessings and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to speak a little bit about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important that we understand to a better degree and believe more in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't see the rahmah of Allah, there are too many negative consequences. We will not be able to benefit from the rahmah of Allah if we don't see it and if we don't know it. And therefore, we need to discuss it, speak of it, think of it, remind ourselves of it. This is perhaps one of the reasons why we're told to begin everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with two names of rahmah, one mentioning the consistency of the rahmah of Allah, that it encompasses everything and everyone, every time and every location, every level, every realm of being and existence, and the other stressing on the amount of it and the greatness of it and the extent of it. Rahman refers to the consistency and Rahim refers to the abundance of it. We're told, begin everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You need to be reminded every time of the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're not reminded, if we don't remind ourselves, if we don't take the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to the rahmah of Allah, what ends up happening, just like we have seen, when a person decides, a nurse decides in a pandemic, because of the hardships, because of the difficulties, they enter a state of despair and they feel that there's no point in living any longer. They want to end their life and they commit suicide. This is losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and God's mercy. That's what that is. When we don't remember it, we don't have hope for it. And so we're hopeless of it. And yes, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ The Quran says, do not be in the state of despair and hopelessness towards the mercy of Allah. The only hope is in Allah's mercy. These false notions of creating hope in a person's mind, in their feelings, trying to inject it with false notions of hope, things which are baseless, things which are actually not there to give us hope. There is nothing hopeful about them. Those are not real notions of hope. The real notion of hope is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmah of Allah. We are in need of remembering the rahmah of Allah. And therefore we have a lot of hadith, a lot of verses of the Quran, a lot of the du'as talking about the different aspects of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's all recite a salawat. One of the, I think the greatest, one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to remember, especially in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is not the month of material blessings. The month of Ramadan is not the month that we are looking towards material blessings. The month of Ramadan is a month that we are looking for guidance. The Quran, the book of guidance, has been revealed. On the night of Qadr, what we are working towards is reaching the proximity of Allah, doing dua Jawshan Kabir, asking Allah to relieve us of hellfire and to shower us with His mercy, with His blessings. It's all non-material and spiritual blessings. That's what the focus is in the month of Ramadan. One verse that has been mentioned, I think I've mentioned it a few times, but I think it's one that should be mentioned repeatedly. I don't think we understand the extent of it. And the hope that this creates in us in regards to our spiritual development should be one that at the same time that we don't have hope in ourselves and therefore we don't feel that what we're doing is sufficient and we don't feel that we're okay, we don't need to worry about our future and we don't need to work towards freeing ourselves from hellfire. None of that, but feeling and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of us, He is taking care of us, and we are not attending to that. We are not taking that. Our problem is that we are not thankful and we're not shakur. We do not do shukr of this care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. But feeling that that care is there, that care is there to a degree that is not imaginable. And many verses in the Quran mention it. One of them is in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He's the one that sends His salat, the same salat that we ask in a few verses later. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That same salat that He sends upon the Prophet in the Ahlul Bayt, and He says that the Malaika, the angels, also send their salawat upon the Prophet and his household. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that He sends that salat on you as believers. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He's taking you, He is taking you from darkness into light. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And He has been providing believers with rahmah, with blessings in abundance. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in the Holy Quran for a reason. In the ahadith, in the du'as, for a reason. There is a Farsi poetry that they recite in towards the Ahlul Bayt and towards, in a sense, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some ways. And it's found in the du'as as well, but the other... There's two ways of looking at it, of this concept. Let me read or tell you what it is. It says that if you leave me, I won't leave you. We say to the Ahlul Bayt that if you leave me, if you cut off from me, if you don't open the door on me, I won't leave until you do. Okay. Until you open that door, until you give me. That's one way, and again, that's found in the du'as as well. And the purpose of it in the du'as, in this poetry, I'm not sure if the understanding is there. In the du'as, it's there to get us to feel that love towards Allah and the want to be with Him and the want to receive His blessing, so that if hypothetically, expressing it in this way, if hypothetically He would push us away, we would come back. That's expressing that. And also expressing the need that we can't fulfill from any other source. That's the purpose of that line of in the du'as, not in the poetry. In poetry, I haven't seen this, the opposite of it. In du'as, we do have the opposite. That it actually works the other way around. That if I cut off, if I don't come to you, you don't cut off. You come to me. You want to take me back. You want to bring me back. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is. If you think we're doing tawbah towards Allah, the Quran tells us, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. God is the one that turns to us. He's the one that says, come back here. We feel that connection. We feel that we regret what we did. And we ask him for forgiveness. If he didn't tell our hearts to come back, we would never feel regret of the wrong that we did. And we wouldn't do tawbah. You think we're going to Allah and asking him for tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the material realm, with God's blessings and his mercy, rahmatullahi al-wasa'a, Imam al-Husayn, this shows Hur was brought by Imam al-Husayn, Zuhair was brought by Imam al-Husayn. Do you think if the Imam didn't bring them, they would come? The Imam sent for Zuhair. Zuhair didn't want to come to visit and to see the Imam. His wife told him, shame on you. The grandson of the Prophet, the son of the daughter of the Prophet is asking you to come. You don't want to go? And he went there. And this man who didn't even want to see Hussein came back with a big smile on his face. Said, you guys go, I'm going with Hussein. Imam al-Hussein brought him back. This is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Don't ever, one of the worst things we can do is to feel that God doesn't want us to come. God doesn't want to bring us. God doesn't care about us. About people. No, absolutely not. He's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Whatever good, despite all the wrong that I do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, come. There's a line in this dua that I saw a wrong translation of. It says, either with a subhanak or a ta'alayt, ya wadud. Okay, wadud. And then the translation says, beloved. In other words, he's someone that is the object of our love. We love him. Okay, he's the beloved. That's not what wadud means. I don't know why they translated it like that. Wadud means the one who is so loving, not beloved. He is so loving. He shows so much love. He shows wud. In dua iftitah, one of the lines, again, one of the beautiful lines that we have, تَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيَّ فَأَتَبَغَّضُ إِلَيْكَ. You do something to make me want to love you, as though, in a sense, as though, like, you need my love. It's not the case. It's not the case at all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala an dhalik. But doing something for someone to love you, okay, is usually in the case where you want their love. In a sense, you need their love. This is God does things to us to make us love him. And then what do we do in return? فَأَتَبَغَّضُ إِلَيْكَ. I do things to make you despise me. I return that show of love in a way for me to love you. I return it in the opposite way. And then the dua continues a couple lines. It says, فَلَمْ يَمْنَعْكَ ذَلِكَ عَنِ الرَّحْمَةِ لِي. That doesn't stop you still from showing your rahmah and giving me your rahmah. That's really what it is, brothers and sisters. Never ever feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not caring for you. Do not ever feel that way. If the slightest thought of that nature comes to your mind, remind yourself that's the word of Iblis. He wants you not to move towards Allah. He wants you to not like Allah, not see God's blessings. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. I don't know how to describe this word, how many times to repeat this. Huwa Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. In Surah Al-Ham, other than Bismillah, again, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it's repeated. Ar-Rahman, consistent. Not a single split second in your life that his mercy does not include you. Not a single split second that he neglects you or neglects anyone, how can I for a second think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not caring for me? That's shaitan not wanting me to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having His rahmah and His mercy on me. This is the night of mercy. This is the month of rahmah. These are the hours that God is just opening the gates and saying, come, come. And it says that you really have to be a very shaqi, a very unfortunate, misfortunate, really bad person not to be able to benefit from the mercy of Allah in these nights, because you really don't want to see it. If we open our eyes, and the more we open our eyes, and the more we open our hearts, we should realize everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to us is for our benefit, for our good, for nothing but that. Nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to us is for any purpose other than His rahmah on us. It may sometimes be disguised. Apparently, it looks like it's not mercy, it's wrath. But even the wrath that seems wrath is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's plenty of verses and a hadith about that. But I want to encourage you, pay attention to the verses of the Quran related to this. When you read the du'as of this month, inshallah, some of you may be doing du'a Abu Hamza al-Thumali these nights. The du'a that is recommended for the sahar, if you're not working, you have extra time, one of the things we can do is to try to spend more of the nights of the month of Ramadan awake and engage and be involved in supplication, in speaking to Allah. Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali is an amazing dua to try to make that connection with Allah. Use the words of Imam Zain al-Abideen in this dua. Use those words. Pay attention to the meanings of this dua. Look at the verses of the Quran related to this concept of rahmah. Look at the stories, look at the numerous repetitions that God is showing us. I'm the one that gives you the water you drink. I'm the one that provides this. I'm giving you these things. It's not coming from another source. He's telling you about that rahmah for you to see it. That is another rahmah. He's giving us all of these material blessings. But the spiritual blessing of seeing that as a blessing from Him is greater than the material blessing of the water or the sun or the earth or the life or whatever it is. He gives the material blessings, and then He gives you the Quran that tells you of what He has done, what He is doing. Look at the verses of the Quran with those spectacles, from that perspective. Pay attention to the meanings. Look at the translation. Spend a few minutes on each of those and try to absorb what's being said. And the more a person is hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, which can only be inspired by seeing the rahmah of Allah, seeing how merciful He is, looking at the verses of His mercy, when that sparks that hope in the rahmah of Allah, the more hope you have, the more you will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's spiritual blessings. The less hope that we have, the more we limit our hope, what we think we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will end up getting less, not because God can't give more, but because I have limited my own capacity. It's like the rain is pouring and I have a tiny little teacup holding there to get some water. It's as vast as the entire surface of the region that the rain is falling. You can have a container that big, and that's how much water you can get. It's up to us how much we can obtain. The way we can do that is to increase our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. If we think it's just, you know, making up that thought that, you know, oh, I'm hopeful. No, it doesn't work that way. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of this in the Quran. You have to see what it is. His mercy is beyond imagination. That word even doesn't describe His mercy. You have to read the examples, read the verses, read the du'as, and then it opens up new horizons to your mind to think of all the possibilities of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will have hope for them. Then you will ask for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, inshallah. If I don't even know they're there, then I don't have hope for them, I don't ask for them, I'm not going to get them because I didn't ask. I didn't want. If we want, if we develop that want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of the Imam of our time, that he hastens the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who've left this world. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. We ask Allah to relieve all of us and all people worldwide from this pandemic by providing the believers with a cure that they will share with the rest of the world, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimallah, an qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.